United States President Donald Trump repeated his America First message in a speech Friday to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. But he said although his policies seek to put America first, this does not mean America alone. When the United States grows, so does the world, Trump said. He added that U.S. economic growth, creativity, and innovation has led to the creation of countless jobs around the globe. The World Economic Forum is a not-for-profit organization established in 1971. The yearly meeting is attended by world political and business leaders, including many heads of state. Trump's comments about his America First policies were expected at the gathering. But some experts were unsure how the theme would be received. The Davos meeting traditionally centers on global economic growth. Trump said the U.S. economy had improved during his first year in office. He pointed to the creation of 2.4 million jobs, dropping unemployment rates, and record highs in the stock market. This growth, Trump said, had created a great chance for global investment in America.
I'm here to deliver a simple message. There has never been a better time to hire, to build, to invest, and to grow in the United States. America is open for business, and we are competitive once again.
However, Trump said he believes the current international trading system is unfair. He said it does not reward nations that play by the rules.
We cannot have free and open trade if some countries exploit the system at the expense of others. We support free trade, but it needs to be fair and it needs to be reciprocal, because in the end, unfair trade undermines us all.
Trump also spoke about the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement. The U.S. president said he is willing to negotiate trade deals individually or as a group with nations in that agreement. Last year, Trump withdrew the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which includes 11 Pacific area nations. Trump said the U.S. already has agreements with several member nations. He added that the U.S. would consider negotiating with others, as long as it is in all of our interests. Before his trip to Davos, Trump signed an executive order that placed import taxes on washing machines and solar panels. The order calls for a 30% tax on imported solar panels. A 20% tax will be placed on the first 1.2 million imported washers in the first year. A 50% tax will be placed on additional imported washers. China and South Korea quickly condemned the action. U.S. solar industry officials also criticized the move. They predicted the new import taxes would lead to thousands of job losses and price increases. While at the Davos meeting, Trump also held talks with the leaders of Britain, Israel, Switzerland, and Rwanda. I'm Brian Lynn.